I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Transit officials in San Francisco have delayed a vote on whether to ban right turns on red lights in the city. Phil, the vote was delayed because not everyone could agree on whether a citywide ban was necessary. They started just looking at certain intersections, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the practicality, we have so many intersections in a city like San Francisco, but yeah, they're working their way to it. They have about, you know, 1,300 out there already that have no turn on them, and about a third of the citywide are that way. They're mostly in the Mission, and they're in the Tenderloin and down in the financial districts. They're looking to expand them to even places like along the Embarcadero, Geary Street, bigger thoroughfares, and they're going to do it over the next couple of years. One way or another, it's probably going to happen. Whether it's going to be effective or not, and who's going to be, what's the effect it's going to have on traffic, that's kind of not in the front seat on this debate. It's about making the bicycle lobby happy, making the pedestrian lobby happy, and not really having a reason to say no.
You know, when you look at the reason why right turns are allowed on certain red lights, it's because it improves traffic flow. So if you ban them all in all city intersections, it would go to follow that it would clog up traffic.
Oh, extremely. I mean, you know, especially when you have, you know, cars turning, let's say after a Giants game or something like that, you've seen how, you know, sometimes that's the only way you can get through an intersection is if you turn on the red. You know, as far as pedestrian accident goes, in intersections involving a right turn on red accounts for about 2.5% of all the accidents. It's not the big reason why people are getting injured. The reason they're getting injured is because people are speeding. That's it. You know, you look at the problems, especially fatals, it's because of speeding, not because somebody stopped and then turned. Or then one of the things is, oh, they didn't stop, they turned. Okay, well, you're going through the light then, or you're going through the stop sign. You're supposed to stop and when you turn. And the other question is like, well, what's the pedestrian doing in the crosswalk if the light's not on their direction? But we're, like I said, this is more of a political and a virtue thing than possibly practical, because, you know, one of the things we got to think about is you have to educate the public and get them to do this. It's, you know, one thing to put up signs, and it's another thing to enforce it, which takes cops, and you have to station cops around to do it. But also what makes this thing really difficult is for something like this to work, it has to be sort of a statewide ban. Everybody has to know about it and be used to doing it, to not turn on the rights. Otherwise, everybody from out of town is just going to ignore it because they won't know it to even look.
That's a good point. KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.